You know, what we also have to understand is that there are different means by which you can be attacked. I mean, it doesn't have to be a bomb or an airplane flying into a building. It doesn't have to be a shooting. It can be through cyber attacks, and it can be through leaking of very sensitive classified information. Regardless of whether or not you think it really doesn't cause any harm, the fact that here's an individual that is not an American citizen, first and foremost, for whatever reason, you know, gotten his hands on classified American material and has put it out there in the public domain. And I think that we also should be censoring the American news agencies which enabled him to be able to do this, and then also supported him and applauded him for the efforts. So that's kind of aiding and abetting of a serious crime. So, you know, this is, I mean, because of the fact he's a foreign citizen, this is espionage. And I think we need to take it very seriously, because the young private, the Army private, is you know, being held for a court martial with the charges of treason. So we cannot play around with this.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with the capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it's a good day! The Sean Kennedy Award you've been at it for Monday, December the 27th. It's the fucking Christmas special! And you're listening to Newsreel, the Wild Global Sit Rep on Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Transfer Your Headspace and Timing. Rant Media, taking a stand, free speech today at Christmas! Just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. And you get on Santa's naughty list, which is a much better list to be on because he doesn't get presents, but he sends people to your house. You can follow up on these stories and check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can go to my live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio Talk, redmercury.se, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes, podcast.com, Podcast Alley, Second Life, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Pacific, which is Second Life time at Node Archers, Grid 155. 74666, run by the beautiful and talented Baldy, who told me the name of his store, which was kind of a mistake for Baldy. He shouldn't have done that, because now I could plug his store, you see? But as I'm reading this show format, I cannot for the fucking life of me remember the name of the goddamn store, so I can't plug it. So, yeah, kind of a bummer. But if you were here in Second Life, you could shop at Ball Traveler's store. And one of those people who might want to do that is Cessna, Denim, Heavy, Hero, IE, Six for Life, Jonas, Max the Token Cat, Sporadic, Finkelstein, and Yukasaki. So, hey, very, very cool. And, of course, let's not forget that we're transmitting on Radio 99 on a frequency of 6673.3 kilohertz. And let's welcome our beautiful and talented co-host and somewhat giggler, Samarian. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You sound healthy. You sound good. You sound like you're over the sickness last
few shows. I've recovered from whatever illness that you proclaimed I had 2 weeks ago.
Right.
I'm much better.
Well, you went
the
skiing. Yeah, skiing helps. Yeah, if you're sick.
Yes.
Yeah, skiing is the way to go.
Great. Just throw yourself down a hill on some sticks, and you'll feel much better after doing that.
Right.
So, the last show, we were talking about my car.
Right, because it fucked up, and I wound up, you know, being rescued, thank God, by Jet Li. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you push with your massively strong arms that you've been working out with your PX90
yes.
workout.
Yes.
Push the behemoth car out of the intersection with the help of Jet Li, who swooped in at the last minute to
right.
push it as well.
Right. And,
so,
and Tony Horton appeared like a Jedi. You must go push
right,
the car
the
to
night.
The curb, Sean. Push the car. Anyway, so carry on. So then what happened? What's going on now?
Well, we talked about it on the show and the problems that the car was having, and some good Samaritans, the Army of the Flying Monkeys, reached out to Server, and through Server they contacted me and helped me kind of diagnose what the problem was. So
because
I
got on the air and I said, hey, you guys know what the fuck's going on. And sure as shit, Server provides. Is that what you're telling me here?
Yes, Server provides. So I are in, they drove it around for a week, didn't replicate the problem, of course, and didn't replicate it the last three times I had it either.
Correct.
So they're like, well, we think it's the fuel pump, and that's going to cost you $1,100. And I'm like,
and I think, well, I'm going to take a hostage, is what I think.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think Julie wants it to cost $1,100. Anyway,
and
so
what did I?
Right.
Well, I said my cyber mechanics told me that it's a $50 part that needs repairing, and I'm not going to believe you. I'm going to believe my cyber mechanics that are probably fairly more knowledgeable than you, one of which of the people drives on the road constantly.
Right.
Who is Fat Ninja.
Right.
So no effects in Fat Ninja. Right. That's exactly right. So he has a little bit of knowledge about, you know, the operation of vehicles, especially large ones driving down the road. So he told me the part, and also no fix independently, these two people told me the exact same part.
Yes.
So I thought, well, that's a pretty good chance of it could be the part. And also, it's only $50, not $1,100. So I told the shop, yeah, you can go ahead and fix the other part that's $50. And if that doesn't work, we'll take a look at what you think it is. So they fixed the $50 part, and I just got it back today. No problem so far. But I'm going to have to wait, you know, 2-3 weeks, because that's how often it happens, which is incredibly annoying.
Yeah, well, so nothing like having your wheels, you know, fuck off on you. Right.
Yeah.
That's not super cool at all.
Especially in the middle of intersections. That's pretty uncool when you're trying to get to meet important people.
But, just one sec.
So we'll see how that works. Yeah.
We'll see. One sec. Bam! And just like that, time has passed and I fixed that annoying hum. And right now everyone who's listening to this on the soundtrack portion is going, oh, thank God he totally did that. And he didn't do that over-processing of dynamics where it makes everything buzz.
We don't like that.
Yeah, or the echoey kind of tinny thing on the go. Yeah, people hate that shit. So, the sexy thing here is, and now that's the shit that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know, here we are, you know, a couple of assholes with a microphone and some computer equipment, right? And I say this show and record it like a little prayer. And it's uploaded into the temple of Server. And in there, all those who worship by staring at the box of light have that message brought to them. And they go, you know, man, I might know something about that. And then it all comes back. Now, that to me is fucking stunning. I mean, that is way more powerful than the internet. People are all talking about Facebook and blah, 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 and all this different shit. And why the internet is... The internet, the only function of the internet, the only thing the internet... Well, I shouldn't say the only thing. There's two things. The internet is to give access, okay, to information is one thing. But the other thing is to connect people. That is... Access to information is one thing, but then you have people controlling the access to the information and what's allowed on the internet, i.e. WikiLeaks, so on and so forth, right? But the thing they can't fuck with is the access to people. And that, to me, is why I've never really worried too much about a lot of stuff, because I've just kind of got this blind faith in the Army of the Flying Monkeys. And you know, I don't call on that card too often, because that's a dangerous beast to count on. But, you know,
it is. Yeah.
But to have something like that thrown out there and have folks respond like that, big props to NoFix and Fat Ninja. I mean, you know, Fat Ninja's been around for 10,000 years. He drives the rocket rigs in the desert. I mean, the guy he's a mainstay. Every week, he sends me good stories.
Yes.
Every week. And he's just a totally consistent fan. And I bet there's people out there that go, well, Sean's going to do a show, so I got to give them some stories. You know what I mean? And those are, it's their show.
Yeah.
You know, those are the sergeants in the Army of the Flying Monkeys right there, man. Like
they help shape the show.
Of course they do.
Send in the stories and the emails and
it's
a show
try
for
to,
them and almost by them.
some people try to stack the show. Like they'll wait and they'll send it just on the Thursday. So their stories get read first. It's interesting because you can see the techniques.
I have those.
Yeah, and it's cute. You know, I like it. But you know, but there's a lot of stories that people send me that I skip over. A lot of local news I try to skip over. So always, as always, you know, love you guys. Thank you so much. I love you, man. You know. Oh, speaking of which, Christmas yes. special, man. Birth of Super Jew. Right, so we got the, you know, because he's the Messiah guy, right?
Well,
so, you betcha. Well, JC, man.
The revisionist version.
It's JC's birthday.
Revision of the so it coalesced with the pagan rituals and the solstice, and rather than Jesus being born in the summertime or spring or whatever, yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah, well, whatever.
Thing of the presents now.
Well. Okay, well, the point is, though, I mean, it's, yes. I guess, well, I'm, people accept it. I mean, I could go on with the Horus thing and the son of Horus and the Egyptian tie-in
yes,
and all that good exactly. guy shit. Yeah, totally.
But we'll take Christmas for what Christmas is today.
So
say.
I put
let's,
it to you, go, you know, if you were to have the Santa versus Jesus fight, yes. pretty sure Santa's going to come out of that bitch on top. Like, not to be a prick here.
If,
and I'd
if
have
you compare
to,
the mythologies...
Oh,
and
boy.
Jesus, you know, he can walk on water, he can do the wine, he can make the loaves of bread and stuff, but Santa, he can move at, you know, pretty much the speed of light all over the world. He would kick Jesus' ass, like, not a problem.
Well, if we're going with actual mythologies, like, if we're gonna, like, embrace the myths, so Santa and all the powers that Santa has, in according to the, you know, the Santa myth, and you took Jesus,
yeah.
and all the powers that Jesus had, and all, in mm-hmm. his myth... No, dude, Santa's going to get yeah. his monkey ass fucking mopped, okay, is what's going to, like, he's not even going to
well,
get out of the gate.
Well, what did,
you know,
what exactly no did Jesus do on the,
did well, bring, well, okay, like, hang on now,
physically
we're not going to,
bring hellfire?
No, we're not, but we didn't say
Patrick
what he
tricks.
Did, we're talking about the myth.
Tricks.
We're talking about the myth,
Sith?
Right? So in the myth, in the
could
myth.
Do that, but has he ever shown to do that?
No,
he
well,
did raise the dead, that is
see,
true.
He hasn't, dude, nobody's seen the guy. He's been dead for 2,000 years. We're talking about the myth here. In the myth, he's the son of God. So he's either the complete myth, or he's not the complete myth. So he's either the son of God, or he's not. You know what I mean? So if we're just going with the myth,
well,
so Santa Claus is the elf with the light speed
yeah.
sleigh, then Jesus, by
yeah.
default... has to be his complete myth. That's all. I'm not even taking fucking sides here. I'm using the word myth, okay? So just get your atheism all in control here. I'm just saying that, yeah. you know, if you look at the, you know, the
have
power...
to go with the whole package, yeah.
Yeah, you've yeah. got to give him the whole package. And unfortunately,
omniscient.
Jesus would stomp
yeah.
the monkey shit out of Santa hands down. Like, wouldn't even be... It'd be such a bad oh. fight that Santa wouldn't even scrap. He'd just, like... You know,
just
surrender and that'd be
it.
Yeah, it's like fighting Cthulhu. You know, now that'd be a better scrap. Jesus versus Cthulhu. Ooh.
Yeah.
And they got all the myth powers. You know, that's that's going to be... I think Jesus could destroy everything, but, well, he's only the son of God. So
well,
that means that he's... Well, he's kind of...
Well,
gets
he is
that,
God oh, and the son of God.
Well, it's the Shamrock thing, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and that whole deal. I mean, I never really understood that whole shtick.
Three powers in one.
Yeah, it's, you know, Care Bear Stare, Furt, off they go. It's interesting. You know, and this is what brings us to things like Dungeons & Dragons. And they never put Jesus
yeah.
in Dungeons & Dragons, which I thought was kind of a pain in the ass. Like, they really should have. You know, because you could have, like...
Powerful.
Well,
too powerful.
Well, there's all kinds of gods in deities and demigods. Like, they had Cthulhu in there, and they got sued for it back in the day. Like, Call of Cthulhu sued Dungeons
really?
And Dragons over having Cthulhu in the D&D books. Because you can't have our oh. god in your books. Yeah, seriously. It was intellectual property. And I know this because I have the original book that has Cthulhu in
yeah.
it. Yeah, of course, I'm that much of a nerd.
Okay.
Which is what Simi got me for Christmas. And it's post-Christmas when people listen. I got a little medallion from Miskatonic University from Sim for Christmas.
That's right.
And I didn't get you shit.
So I went to university and they had it in their lobby. So I
right.
thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
That's cool. Sean will like
you know.
That. Yeah, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
You know? And of course, yeah. if you can't steal any books, which believe me, you know, trying to steal books from Miskatonic University, first of all, is a bad idea. That's just
yeah.
a fucking bad idea.
Vicious
even if you
librarians
it,
there.
You know, yeah, well, and even if you get away with it, it's still a bad idea. Like, you just, I don't yeah. even understand why people read books at Miskatonic University, because it breaks your brain. Don't understand it. But anyway, we got a bunch of feedback here we should probably get to. But yeah, I didn't get you anything. I didn't get you a goddamn thing. I'm a bad friend. I'm a bad friend. No, clearly, right?
Find anything worthy of giving.
Yeah.
At all. This is not good enough. This is not good enough.
I was at the greatest bookstore in the world, and I did find some books on film. But the problem is that I'm not sure, because getting a book on film is like, that's like saying a book on war. Like, there's a lot of different shit going on in books on war,
right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know what you're into, or would you be interested in this? And I want to give you this gift and have you be like, oh, wow, it's the book on the history of documentaries. That's really great. Thanks, man. You know. Do you remember that one year? Yeah, I think it was your birthday, or was it Christmas, and I gave you a Palm Pilot? Do you remember that shit? And it was the hot goods? Do you remember that one? That was back in, I was living in the apartment. Oh. That was a million years ago. Yeah, it was like, shit, like 10 years ago. Because it was Palm Pilots, and they were hot. And it was a Palm 3, or a Palm 1, or maybe a Palm 5.
Yeah.
Can't remember, but it was like 10,000 years ago.
I think I had a really old one.
Yeah, and you were like, you just sat there and kind of shook your head, and your arms got all limp, and went, that's too much. No, that's too much. No, you just went completely limp. Yep. It was like super passive aggressive resistance to give. I mean, you still took it, but it was great, you know, and I had to like tell you basically, I lied through my fucking deal. I stole it. I totally didn't pay any money for that. It's free, because that makes a difference, right? As long as I didn't pay money
for
it, then it's fine. Yeah, you know, whatever. But, you know, I hope you had a good Christmas. I noticed since you've been married, you know.
Yes.
I'm just saying you're a little bit more receptive to, like, you know, love and cuddles in the universe.
Did you get my card?
Not yet.
My card yet?
Not yet. Well, I may have, because, you know, I haven't checked mail in a while. I kind of hide from it.
That's true. Most of it is bad news when you check the mail. It's like, oh, this company wants money from me.
Yeah, you know, it's all bills and hate mail most of the time. So, you know, whatever. Yeah. Screw you, hippie. I just, you know, you can come find my
ass. Yes, it's since I have been married, I've been sending out, you know,
Christmas cards. The first time I got one, I just about fell over. It causes cancer. It's so sweet. It's like saccharin. My teeth are rotting out of my head while I'm looking at this. You know, there's Sim and the little woman hugging each other. And he's got like a fucking sweater and a scarf on. It's Merry Christmas!
No, it doesn't say. It's never said Merry Christmas on it. So, never.
You've been able to get that victory, eh? It will not say
that's right.
Merry Christmas, God. Damn it. No fucking Christmas. It's just happy holidays. Small victory, man. Oh, yeah. That's true. I haven't gotten the holiday card yet. No, I haven't.
Like, Harry a Christian anyway, so that's not even an issue.
I totally think that next year you should do, like, a nativity scene with, like, the cat, and you could be Joseph. Cat is baby Jesus, and like, you know, she'll be all kneeling there, and we'll get, like, you can get you, me, or we get me and two other guys to stand up there and be, like, the three wise men and everything. It'd be awesome. We'd have
bring
like,
the gold.
Yeah, for frankincense and myrrh and stuff. It'd be, like, the totally awesome, you know, rant nativity scene. It'd be pretty wicked, you know? I'm just saying. It's an idea. Chew on it. We can think about it next year, you know? I do all kinds of crazy shit that you think of. Right, so I'm just saying, you know, really. And that's not even live. That's just photographs. You know, anyway.
That's true.
It's true. Let's get some feedback. We got lots of feedback, tons of feedback, which I'm happy about. It means people are listening to the show. Sometimes I don't hear from, but I check for new names, submitting
like,
news.
Chirp,
like,
chirp.
Hey, I'm sure you never, like, I've never submitted before, but you probably never heard of this story. And I'm sorry I even talked to you. I'm like, whoa, okay, low self-esteem. Everything's fine. Just get a goddamn story, sign your name to it. Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean. Idea. On the show, Tazor has clapped onto his own big himself and perhaps grab a guest co-host. Yuka Saki would work well, as would Morps or Jibcat, because I was saying maybe I should bring someone in from the crowd, which was a total tease. It was such a tease. Shouldn't have said it. Because it was like, who I have to admit, after seeing a picture of him, I'm wondering if he sounds as hot as he looks. Well... On the issue
Jim?
Of the rumor I sent in about people being robbed outside of airports, I'm unable to give a link, as well as amongst gossip of the girls at the Edmonton WEAC, which I don't know what that is. We're talking about guys they have been talking to who have personally felt it. So this is all rumor mill stuff. I must admit, being homeless again kind of sucks, since the cyclone went batshit crazy and Flux killed herself due to gender issues. Which... This letter is getting weirder by the minute. The two separate events that put large tears into Hack Canada community. Now, this is where I'm like, because usually when people start talking about gender issues and suicide, I'm just like, well, this letter is going in the bin pretty quick here. But then they mentioned Hack Canada community.
Yes.
Your show helps me get through the holidays without thinking too much about Flux, who is missed very much. It also gives me the desire to get Hack Canada community fully reunited. Kran Kraka, Yukasaki, Jackal, H1D1 Loose, or I'm probably Hideous, pardon me, screwed that up. Carnage, Cenobite, Tim War, Timon, Warweed, Persephone, Frost, Reverend Jawa, and maybe that Dak Dezu, maybe. She's weird and kind of dresses funny. Well, God knows we don't want people to dress funny. Even Fractured, could you send out a Christmas New Year's greeting? Keeps up the good work, the harlot, who's apparently a little slut because she apparently wants to fuck Yukasaki as well. But that's okay, it's Christmas. So this is kind of an interesting thing here. You know, Hack Canada has this crew, and it's hard, you know, especially when... The reason why, I mean, this is why the counterculture community has such a hard time organizing. And why it's such a big pain in the ass when you have an organization. Because I've got, like, a ton of experience with this kind of stuff. And so what has to happen, you see, is that the group, Hack Canada, has to realize that they're important not because they're individuals, but because they're Hack Canada, right? If I don't have Rant Media, I mean, a lot of people say, Sean is the driving force behind Rant Media, right? And I've read that. That's on the wiki or some point, they say, or it relies on my work or something to that effect. And people say stuff like that. And Sim does all the production and all the work and all the management behind Rant Media, right? But both of us are behind Rant Media. That's the point here, okay? Is that you have to have something that is more, like, that you're working together on. That is the thing you look at when you're looking at your own shit and whatever software damage you got. Maybe it's you know, you're upset or you're pissed off or you feel manipulated or whatever. You have to be working with people who recognize that this is more important. And in this day and age, it is very important that, you know, the subculture does not allow itself to be ground under dust under the social and political pressures of the day. That's because there's a lot of kids out there who are going to need your help. So you can't really fuck that up. Now, as to the friend who killed themselves due to gender issues, we got to move past that. It's shitty when people kill themselves. Every suicide's a suicide bomb. You never get to see how much who the shrapnel hits. But the truth of the matter is, these people are fucking dead. We got to move forwards with this, and they're dead, their brain was broken, and they're gone. So, sorry, but that's how that shit works, and it sucks, and they're gone, and yeah, but we cannot roll around on that stuff. Take a look around at the shit that's going on in the world right now. Now is not the time to sit down and, you know, commiserate about lost friends who couldn't keep the fuck up, and especially friends who kill themselves, because you know what, I haven't got a lot of time for that. So, you know, that's why I was so pissed off when Hunter did himself in. I was like, really, man? Really? You know? But anyway, so just wanted to mention, I've gone to Hack Canada. I've enjoyed that website. So if Hack Canada can get their shit together and sort it out, I know it's difficult. You know, what were you saying?
Yeah, that website's been around for a long time. I used to get info off there, and it's really, really cool. I didn't know Yukasaki was part of that.
Yeah, I guess. Very nice. Yeah, so I don't know if I've
Yukasaki helped out with Rant Media, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I have no verification that any of these people are even involved with Hack Canada. This whole letter could be like a big prank troll thing, right?
It could be.
Yeah.
Well, so. he in the chat here, but Yugasaki's part of Rant Media now. He's helping out with the Rant TV. He just came on board to help refresh the Rant TV site. So.
Oh, well, that's
cool. Thank you, Yugo.
Yeah, well, Yuko's been around for a long, 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 long time.
Oh,
and,
long time.
And, you know, I've met him a couple times. He's a really good dude. So, you know, and honestly, the counterculture, I mean, you know, hey, how about this, Hack Canada? If you guys are all fucked up right now and you haven't got, you know, your shit together, come on over. You know, Rant Media needs more people. We've been around for a long time, man. You know, come on by. Maybe we can, you know, I think where I'm going with this is I think Hack Canada and Rant Media, you know, we're chewing a lot of the same dirt here. You know, you guys are a little bit more focused, but I mean, definitely we know about you. You know about us. I definitely count you guys as allies, and we want to make sure that everybody,
You know, you're never going to defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So unity is a good idea. You know, that's why we end the show with that every day. So big shouts to you. And at the very least, you know, have a happy new year. Have a happy new year. Dear Sean, last show you talked about the new Sandy Bridge processor that allows them to switch off your processor. Okay, well, I suppose that would keep the common thief from stealing your laptop, similar to the way modern car stereos are linked to a particular car and won't work in any other. But this is really somewhat, well, retarded. The tech isn't proliferated enough that the common thief would know to look for laptops that don't have this processor. And if a thief were smart enough to look for laptops with a particular processor, then they would probably be stealing the laptops, which for ends different than simply reselling it. The article touts that even when the hard drive is replaced, the critical system will still be terminated. Well, that doesn't stop anyone from getting the data, just getting the complete working laptop. If they fry the MOBO and the processor, then, of course, swapping out the hard drive won't fix it. If the thief is going after the actual data in the computer, then this amazing technology isn't worth shit, as they can put the hard drive into another computer. I guess that's the whole point of the article, though, is that but this is just a bunch of bullshit they are using to control us. Just had to bitch about that. And I respect that. You know, I totally respect that, you know, name redacted, all that good stuff. I'm not going to, you know, say the dude's name, but, you know, there it is. There it is. So I thought that was good. Dear Sean and Sim, percussive maintenance smacking stuff works, which, you know, which is what we were talking about the other show. Hit shit with any electronic device. Sometimes you need to show it tough love. For example, I waterboard my BlackBerry. No, I'm kidding. I have a waterlogged BlackBerry in which the keyboard stops working from time to time. To fix it, all I have to do is thwack it on the back. And ta-da! Same goes for my car. Sometimes it falls out of gear. So I give it a reassuring slap on the dash, and it usually pops back into gear. On the fucking dash? I don't know, man. Wow. Speaking of cars, Sim, it sounds like your car either has a bad alternator or a bad connection between the alternator and the battery. If it's a bad connection, sometimes the car won't start. The solenoid will give a distressing thud. If you do get it started, it will probably drive up to the point where your battery dies while no longer recharging with the alternator. So he goes on giving some further car advice here. From Z Sabotage, which I think is really great because, you know, I'm here to tell you, Sim is not going to allow me to start kicking the shit out of his car in the middle of an intersection. We love the car.
Stop hitting the car, Sean.
Yeah, no, I would never do such a thing. I mean, what a horrible thing to do, you know, hit somebody's car. That's a terrible thing to do. You know, I'd throw somebody's stereo, you know, tapes out the window or a bad CD out the window, but I wouldn't, you know.
That's right.
I wouldn't do that with the car. No way. No way.
No. But if it's your own car, that's fine.
Well, yeah, but even then, I mean, that's not going to help. I'm guilty of talking nicely to it. You know, you do the come on,
yeah,
baby.
I do that.
Come on, baby.
I do
come on,
that,
don't,
but
don't
I don't
do
hit
this.
It.
Shh, come on.
Positive
okay.
reinforcement.
Yeah, yeah, and you just whisper to it nicely, and you're like the car whisperer. You know, that's what you do. Hello, Sean! Last week on episode 483, you briefly talked about Intel's new CPU that can be remotely disabled via the 3G network. One aspect you didn't touch on was that if it connects to a cellular network, its location can be tracked with reasonable accuracy. Interesting. That was sent in by Turtle.
Yes.
I mean, I don't remember last time I heard from Z Sabotage. I don't think I've ever heard from Turtle. You know, I like turtles.
No.
You know, really. I mean, I think it's...
And in the article, it did say that it can disable itself even when the power is off to the computer. So therefore...
Right.
It knows where you are at all times.
Right.
Even when the computer is off.
Right. So I sense a run going on old laptops that still work is what I'm thinking.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, those will be worth big bucks. You want to buy when the last processor comes out and you can buy it new
Start
in the box.
Looking at your overclocking.
Yeah, just buy a bunch of them new in the box and just sit on them. Just sit on them, and then you can just swap out your drive.
Watch the price go up.
But yeah. Yeah, you know, and you can sell them on eBay or whatever, you know. So, in a good tie-in from that, of course, we're going straight into the news with some Big Brother news. Okay, it didn't take long for Big Brother to be evoked when Bexar County Commissions debated purchasing new technology to track down scofflaws. Now, when I first read this article, I was trying to think, what the fuck is a scofflaw? Like, a scofflaw? What the hell is a scofflaw? I know what an outlaw
like
is.
Sounds like a British 1800s.
I know, it's a scofflaw. County Judge Nelson Wolf made an Orwellian reference last week as colleagues seemed intrigued by a proposal by license plate recognition system, which proponents say revolutionizing crime fighting. Now, I don't think parking tickets qualify as crime fighting. At best, it would be crime administration. I don't think it's crime fighting. Fighting implies, you know, violence and stuff. Ongoing tests of the device in the Northeast Side routinely turn up stolen vehicles and people wanted on Justice of the Peace warrants. Precinct 3 Constable Mark Vondovich said he conducted trials with several plate reading systems the past 18 months, including one that is on loan from the vendor Vigilant Video. Tell me they don't sound like a porno. Vigilant Video. The technology is used nationwide by officers who patrol public areas, apartments, shopping centers, streets, and highways, gathering plate numbers at up to 1 per second. Details are automatically compared with various databases, alerting officer when warranted. Ding! You've got a hit. With a little fanfare, the San Antonio Police Department has used plate recognition equipment on 2 vehicles since 2007. They've been using this shit since 2007. Despite Wolf's concerns about privacy, Vonovich said the 2 mobile systems he requested, costing $22,000 apiece, would be great investments for the county due to the income they would generate from fine collection. Dun, dun, dun!
There it is.
Right there. Fuck crime fighting. Let's get paid. These guys are more Blackwater than Blackwater. These guys aren't, they're not cops. They're mining the public. That's what they're doing. They're human resources.
For minor infractions.
Yeah. He said tens of thousands of JP warrants, some several years old, remain pending locally. We've been using traditional
methods. Guess it doesn't work then, huh?
You know, we've been using traditional methods, postcard, phone calls, directly going to the listed address of the violator, trying to get these collections from Bexar County, the constable said. We're looking at losing between $150,000 and $330,000 a year by not collecting on these warrants. Like, what kind of satanic cop drawer did you crawl out of? Previous proposals to cut costs and generate county income have drawn criticism from veering into the turf of Sheriff Armando Ortiz, but several commissioners shadowed keen interests in the latest data. Even so, commissioners balked at approving the proposal after Ortiz said he's testing similar technology that costs half as much. The cost disparity was attributed to the difference in competing systems, databases, hardware, and other features. So now they got guys fighting about it, you know, how to get the cops doing this stuff. You know, just bizarre, you know, to me that this is happening when... how is that crime fighting? Like, how the fuck
it,
is
it
that
isn't, and that's the worrying part. They're trying to get these kind of things in to generate revenue rather than focus the attention on the actual crime. They're trying to bring in money to the police department. I mean, that's important to keep it afloat and, you know, generate money. But if that's their main focus, is to just track down the highest paying crimes and parking tickets and stuff and dedicate all their time to doing that, that's not really serving the public's best interest.
No, definitely not. And the thing that I don't understand is you hear about these drug busts, right? Where they get, like, we found $400 million in cash and another, you know, something million in cocaine. Well, they can't sell the coke, right? So that's gone, right? You've been that. No selling death to the streets, which is fine. I don't know why they don't take all the marijuana and just, you know, pump it into the medical marijuana thing, because they actually have a legal outlet for that. So, bang, you get grass, you can sell
ready
that to the
sell
medical
right
dudes,
there.
Yeah. You know, do the medical dudes test it and everything, make sure it's good to go or whatever they
need
to do.
Yeah, they would have to test it.
Sure, sure. You know, and I'm sure there'd be a lineup for that job. But the point is that, you know, you can do something with that. But this cash, I mean, you hear about these huge drug busts. Like, I mean, that's a big bonus. I think the cops should be rewarded for doing their job. You know, like if cops do like a huge bust like that, and, you know, why not let them use the revenue? Some places in the States, if they, you know, seize vehicles used by drug dealers, they can use that shit. Like, that's theirs now. They can use the guns. They can use anything they want, which I think makes a lot more sense, you know, when you're kind of doing that sort of work. So that's just me. But I don't think that, you know, having these bylaw enforcement Nazis running around with scanners, rounding up, you know, guys who've got a 7-year outstanding parking ticket. I mean, that's a bit, seems kind of insane to me. You know, that's just me. But in censorship news, we've got some censorship news. God damn those censors. You know, it's okay to censor some things. You know, some things you can censor.
What?
Sure.
What?
No,
what?
Hey, no, it's okay. Like, for example, you're not going to let a child, you know, watch, say, Caligula. Okay, you're not going to do that. You know, that's just a bad idea. Sure. That's just, you know...
The government?
Pardon me?
The government's telling me how to raise my child?
No. My point is that you, right, you're going to censor...
Yes.
...information to a child. Now, for example, I have been in an airport with you at the time where on a public airport display they were showing porn. True story. Okay? So, and what did I do? I walked up and I said, hey, man, there's a lot of people out here that... You know, there's families, there's some kids and stuff, and I don't know if they're going to want to see that. So it might be an idea to shut that off, you know? Now that, by letter of the law, What is that?
Now, if you're talking about censoring it in my house and government crackdowns on what I get to see or not see because there may be children in the house, then that's a little bit different.
No, that's totally different. I'm talking about your kind of censorship. For example, on my Facebook account, I'm kind of draconian because it's my limited little account. Sort of like your house. You know, if you don't want something in your house, you throw it out of your house, and that's fine. I don't want somebody censoring, you know, where I get my information from. You know, so that's a little bit different, which is what they kind of want to do in Hungary. Now, I didn't know about this because everyone's talking about WikiLeaks right now. So I think WikiLeaks is serving as a bit of distraction for all these laws that are getting passed all over Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Hungary's parliament has passed a controversial law to create a new authority with powers to monitor and impose fines on the media. The National Media and Communications Authority, NIM, will keep a watch on private and public media outlets. Two independent watchdogs, the OSCE and the US-based Freedom House, have voiced concerns, saying the law tightened government control over media. Hundreds of students demonstrated against the law in Budapest on Monday. Prime Minister Viktor Orban's center-right Fidesz party has 2/3 majority in parliament, and the law was adopted with a 256 and 87 against. Green LNP party deputies opposed to the law wore sticky tape over their mouths during the vote, and the Hungarian news agency said. Unbalanced coverage of the breaches of the rules on coverage of sex, violence, and alcohol are now expected to prompt the imposition of sanctions by the new authority. The NMH will be able to impose fines up to 200 million forints. I'm not even sure what that is. I guess that's their currency, which is about 650,000 pounds to almost £1 million on TV and radio stations. Newspapers could be fined for up to 25 million forints for news websites and 10 million forints. So they've now got a revenue generation stream for the content that they have, which I'm like, yeah. So how long before, you know, you basically do the same thing you did with the last story where you've got the license plate detector when you just got a bunch of, you know, web crawling robots that go out, find information, and then you just issue an invoice, you know, and now you owe them this amount of money and you either pay it or you wind up in, you know, the Budapest, Bulgarian prison porn system. And won't that be a good time? So not such a good idea, you know. So didn't know about this. Sim, did you know about this going on in Hungary? Did you hear about this one?
I briefly looked at it, I think, a couple days ago, yeah.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad that I didn't cover a story that you covered. It's nice because, you know.
No.
I purposely try not to cover stories like this, so that if you do enjoy Newsreel, you definitely want to check out the Pirate Party radio show, which is what,
yes.
and which Sim hosts, and he's infinitely brighter than I am. And, you know, so his show actually, you know, has a point and stuff, which is mine, which is kind of like, you know, I don't know. I don't think I'd compare myself to... Who's that guy who works on satellite radio? Howard Stern. You know, I wouldn't really say I'm Howard Stern.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't think so, because he's pretty out there. You know, I mean, he's got strippers and porn, and it's all about that kind of stuff. But, you know, I don't know if I'm quite...
We don't have any of that.
Well, that's why I'm not rich, you know? I'm just kind of catering to pretty
specific. I think that was a big downfall of this show,
More strippers.
No strippers or porn. Yeah.
That's what we need. I tell you. That's what the internet is for. The internet is for. Of course, let's not forget some pharma fascist spin news. Now, this is a great story. This is some of the most beautiful spin I've ever seen, because all the best lies are 90% true. Okay? What they're doing here is they're combining two stories in one. One story is homeopathic medicine is bullshit, right? So, homeopathic medicine is bullshit, according to, you know, these cats. Now, to be straight up, I don't know a lot about homeopathic medicine. So this is not going to... I know that you do not agree with homeopathic medicine, Sim, but that is not what this story is about.
No.
Okay.
It's retarded. It's totally dumb.
Sure. Sure. But the point here is that they're using... Not all alternative medicine is homeopathic medicine.
No, it's not.
That's the key here, is they're taking something and they're saying that all alternative medicine is stupid. Don't go near it, which is interesting. Alternative remedies can be dangerous for children and even prove fatal if taken instead of conventional drugs, according to a new study. Now, it's brilliant how this is written. I'm going to get through this. Let me get through this. The report warns of possible adverse reactions in youngsters who are given alternative remedies. Researchers see parents sometimes think remedies are more natural, with fewer side effects than conventional drugs. But in nearly two-thirds of the cases, the side effects were rated as severe, life-threatening, or fatal. Don't kill your children. The study, published in the Journal of Archives of Disease and Childhood, looked at 39 separate incidents reported to the Australian Pediatric Surveillance Unit. Jesus Christ, the Australian Pediatric APSU? Between 2001 and 2003, the children ranged from babies to 16 years old. In 30 cases, the issues were probably fatal, probably or definitely related to the complementary medicine, and in 17, the patient was regarded as being harmed by a failure to use conventional medicine. The report says that all four deaths resulted from a failure to use conventional medicine. Fuck those alternative guys. You know, if you're not paying for it, it's useless. Now, it goes on, and it's more of the same. Now, there's a lot of stuff here that I'll be the first to say it. I don't know anything about homeopathic medicine. Now, Sim, what do you know about homeopathic? Because I don't know shit about homeopathic medicine.
One of the basic concepts of it is that they take the thing that they believe is causing the ailment.
Right.
And they water it down to infinitesimal or non-existent amounts in water.
Right.
So that they split it in half and they water it down until there's nothing left. And they say that the water has memory of the original content of what you put in it, and it acts as an antidote to your ailment. And it's absolutely ridiculous and acts as a placebo effect at best.
Well, that sounds pretty retarded.
It's very dangerous.
By the way you explained it, that's pretty retarded. So, now, also, and akin to this, is there's when people are desperate because they're sick and dying, there is a subclass of predator species that will feed on those people. And they will sell them all kinds of snake oil and false remedies them false hope.
Yes.
And there's a special little place in hell for those people. You know, they should be killed with railroad spikes. But that is to say that the takeaway from this story is you have to be accountable for your health. You cannot just walk up to somebody and say, do this. It's like being a mechanic. You know, if you're a mechanic and you trust people and you got someone you can trust, then that's fine. But if not, you're just throwing your car to someone and you hope that they don't rape you, which invariably they do. So if you think about that twice about doing it with your car, but people don't even consider that maybe they should learn a little bit about how their body works and do a little research about what works for them and things like that. So, you know, definitely don't put your faith into snake oil salesmen. And, you know, technology and science, they're good fucking tools, man. You should use those absolutely. But take a look at other ideas, too. You know, take a look at some natural stuff. Take a look at what some people say about garlic. Take a look at some of these food and diet. And any doctor worth his salt will say, yeah, definitely, your exercise, your diet, your lifestyle, what you put into your body makes a huge difference and can make a huge difference. So there's a lot of things, you know, that can help a situation. But don't think that all – but this particular story really got me because it's like, hey, alternative medicine will kill your children. Beautifully written. Really, really well done. Almost a psychological operation. It's probably one of the best pieces of propaganda I've ever seen because it's 90% true. Yes, homeopathic medicine may be bullshit, but there's lots of alternative medicine that has helped people. But you need to do research. And don't just read one book. You got to read a bunch of books. So there's no silver bullet there.
Was this coming out of the UK or was it coming out of the US? Because I can see it happening in the US where there is no health care coverage, so people are looking to free or near free or really cheap alternative medicine rather than actually going to a doctor and getting cured or helped because it's too expensive.
Well, that could be that. Their house so people are afraid of doctors. People are afraid of doctors.
They are.
People, you know, people die when they go see doctors.
People go to die at the hospital.
I fucking hate hospitals. I'm sorry, Sim. I fucking hate hospitals. I hate them. I hate them with a passion. I hate the dentist. I hate hospitals. I hate all that shit. I do not like that stuff. I don't. I really don't. If people are in the hospital, well, it's a miracle. Like, if I go to the hospital to see you in a hospital, holy cow. I came to visit you in the hospital. I came to visit you in the hospital. I hate with the intensity of a thousand suns hospitals. Hate them.
Well,
so, you know,
you go to the hospital, either somebody's sick or dying, and it's not really associated with happy fun time.
No.
So most people really don't like the hospital for that reason. But
sure,
they've got some pretty neat stuff in the 21st century at hospitals that can, you know, have a couple of levels up over waving a funky chicken over top of you and saying some incantations.
Well, nobody's going to go for the witch doctor medicine, but there's some people out there, you know, because they're inventing drugs. They're inventing drugs for invented conditions. And, you know, there's some guy sitting there going, hey, you know what? I know that you're feeling a lot of anxiety and stuff, but maybe just a little bit of lithium will be okay. You know, or maybe you should check out what you're eating. Maybe you've got an allergy or something that's making you be all manic and stuff. You know, maybe you should cut this out of your diet and, you know, do it that way.
Where people are like, I want a pill that cures everything that I'm doing bad in my life rather than not do all those bad things. I'll rather take the pill. So they push the doctors. It's like, I need a pill. Well, it's got a lot of bad side effects, but, you know, it'll make you thinner or it'll make you less crazy. But, you know, you really should change your lifestyle and you know, get better by doing the right thing.
Right. And the thing that really gets me, the thing that just blows my mind is, like, you get onto the news, right? And you get these dudes with, you know, like, are you living in pain? Here, take this, and the pain goes away. No, the pain doesn't go away. The pain is still there. You've blocked the pain.
Exactly.
You're probably doing sick fucking damage. It hurts because there's something wrong. Yeah. Okay, that's why the pain's there to help you. All right, it lets you know you're not dead yet. And it lets you know that there's something going on that you need to be, you know, aware of, so you should probably take it easy. If you just block the pain and keep, you know, doing what you're doing, you're going to saw your muscles into little chunks, and that's not fun for anybody. You know, so anyway.
The only time that I think those kind of things that you're talking about where, take this for your pain is when you know for absolute certain that, you know, you're going to die. It's over. Whatever is ailing you, they don't have a cure for. This is the only thing that'll make your life a little bit better is to take this thing that numbs the pain a little bit and you can, you know, live the next 10 years without, you know, screaming in a corner in a dark room. Then, you know, that's okay. But I do see those advertisements on TV constantly. It gets to me as well. It really bugs me.
It makes me nuts. Now, here's a little shock talking about people who thought they're king shit of everything. Who has all the guns, right? Who has all the guns? The states does, right? Everybody knows that. The United States is the gun people. Fuck yeah. God bless them. Love guns myself. Think guns are great. Okay, but yeah. So, you know, it's the gun. No, not so. In gun control news sent in by Dark Harmonic, supporters and opponents of a proposal aimed at the limited access to guns have launched their campaigns ahead of a nationwide vote in February. Switzerland has the highest number of arms per capita, with estimates varying between 1.2 and 2.3 million firearms. But exact data is not available as there's no central arms register. What a great place. Shaken by the number of high-profile killings over the past decade, and broad alliance of human rights groups, churches, women's organizations, trade unions, and center-left politician parties have succeeded in forcing a nationwide ballot on the anti-gun initiative. This is the dumbest shit ever. As in other countries, many arms are in the hands of hunters, collectors, and marksmen in Switzerland. Yet, one of the peculiarities of the country is that members of the militia army keep their personal army-issued guns at home. Many cases, even following completion of mandatory service. Fuck it, you can keep that machine gun on the house. Thanks for showing up. What a brilliant, gentle, loving thing to do for your servicemen. I think it should be one further. I think if you get a Black Hawk helicopter, you should be allowed to keep that too. And if you flew an Apache, sure, park that bitch on the lawn. Or maybe, you know, we could have an airfield. you know, a little bit of maintenance bay. And it's expensive. Like, you know, everybody hang out. You know, hey, let's go fly the bird. All right. For a long tradition that carbines, pistols, and even assault rifles, a standard infantry weapon, are kept in Swiss households. Bet you the crime's really low. For decades, the high number of firearms in the public sphere appeared to give a little cause for concern. The problem only came to the fore in the context of a series of attacks, family killings, including the attack of a lone gunman on a cantonal parliament in 2001, and the murder of a former Swiss ski star by her husband 4 years ago. So they're taking, they have to reach back over a 10-year span.
Anomalies.
Yeah, for statistical anomalies, I think they should be handing out guns to anybody who's got the money to buy them. I don't think there should be any regulation on firearms at all.
I remember this in Bowling for Columbine. They went into a household in Switzerland, and the guy's like, "Yeah, here's my gun when I was from the military." And it's like,
"Here's my father's gun." Yeah, I mean, they're tools, guys. It's like a hammer.
Yeah.
Okay? A hammer just kills people closer. You know, really.
People will kill other people with anything that's handy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what's banned, what's not. It doesn't matter.
It does give you that empowering feeling, though. And it does kind of, you know, when the peasants are holding SIG arms, you know, assault rifles instead of picks and hoes, it makes them a bit more of a force to be reckoned with. You know, so
if I got a gun in my hands, it wouldn't make me into an instant murderer. Like, it doesn't work that way.
No, what it makes you into is a hard target, is what it makes you into. Yes. It's like, hi, I've got four meth heads. They're all coming through the doorway, and they can't feel shit. You cut one of them in half, maybe the others will rethink the critical mistakes and choices they've made, which brought them to this hallway, as you slide a fresh round into the chamber. Because as it is right now, I love you, Simmy, but I outweigh you by like 200 pounds, and I could not fight off four meth heads. Okay, and I'm a hell of a lot better at it than you are. But if you got a 12-gauge, you will outgun me, no problem. The great equalizer. You know, Sam Colt made him equal. That's what it is. And I totally, I'm sorry, man. If an armed society is where it's at. There's all kinds of cases. There's multiple cases in the States where a gunman has tried to go somewhere and an armed citizen stopped them. And you never hear about those stories. You never hear about that. You only hear about
It's a non-issue, right?
It makes me fucking crazy. The same thing happened. Remember in BC, there was a Buddhist guy that every Starbucks named a day after him because Buddy... here's the scenario. Estranged husband shows up in Starbucks, produces a blade, goes for the ex-wife. The noble Starbucks guy, Mr. Buddhist nonviolent guy, okay, he gets in the way, soaks the knife, strikes, gets stabbed a bunch of times, bleed to death, dies, saves the girl. Noble dude, I guess.
Yeah.
You know? Down in Texas.
Yeah.
Butcher shop, same deal. Girl behind the counter, right? A strange husband comes in, produces a knife, goes for a Korea vet, pulls a sidearm out of his pocket, his ski and silly, and plugs him. Bang! Shoots him dead right there. Gone. Going for his wife with he's estranged. The old guy, he leaves. No Buddhists get stabbed to death. And only the bad guy dies. So either way, you wind up with one dead body. And one, it was an innocent dude who was too stupid to arm himself. And because he's in a country that, well, you know, doesn't allow that kind of shit. But, you know, that's how it is. Now, we had some gun control news. But let's talk about some food control news. Now, interesting, getting back up to the Swiss thing real quick. Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Why would they be doing this? With all this stuff that's going on in the European Union, it's not just the United States that feels like they're under attack right now.
The entire planet's
getting locked down, man. Like, and it's like, that's a good way to get some solidarity going on. Hey, Texas, guess what? It's happening in Switzerland, too. Maybe we should get some, you know, go ahead.
The hype surrounding, like, the deaths and these killings, and they harp on them for, like, weeks and weeks, but they're statistic anomalies, just like airplane crashes.
Oh, yeah!
Way safer than cars, but yet everybody drives in their car every day, but are frightened to death of going on a plane. If you flew everywhere, you would outlive other people by quite a long ways.
Oh, yeah.
As a car. But, you know, people hardly ever die in airplanes, just that 300 of them die at once. But people don't look at statistics. They go with, you know, emotion and gut, and that's what's going on. And somebody's behind it trying to get banning guns. I don't know what the motivation is, but I know why people are on board with it there, because of the hype in
the media.
And that's media control.
Cool. And it's real easy to tell the slaves in any culture across history, they're the ones without any weapons. Yeah, that's how you can tell slaves. Look at it. You don't even have to speak the fucking language. Look at the tribe. See the guys who don't got weapons? Yep, they're the slaves. That's how you can tell.
Yeah.
Next, we got some food control news to go with our gun control news. The UN has expressed concern about the prosecution in China of whistleblowers highlighting food safety scandals. The UN Rapporteur on Food Rights, Oliver DeShutter, said the state's actions had a chilling effect and on others worried about violations. He said the Chinese authorities seem to underestimate the contribution that free expression and association could make to the right to adequate food. Mr. DeShutter called for more transparency about food safety. During his visit to China, Mr. DeShutter met food experts, civil society groups, and government ministers. He said he raised the case of Zhao Lehinghe, whose son was one of about 300,000 children made ill in 2008 by poisoned baby milk. Holy crap.
I remember that.
Mr. Zhao organized a parent support group and campaigned for compensation. He was recently jailed for 2.5 years for inciting social disorder. Holy crap. This is really interesting to me because it kind of makes me think a little bit about, you know, the Gulf food thing. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, oh yeah, there's nothing wrong with the Gulf food. You know, definitely nothing wrong with the Gulf food, but in China, everyone's like, no, there's nothing wrong with the milk, and don't talk about the food. You know, why? Yeah. It's an interesting parallel. So that story, you know, holds a little bit of sway for me. Interesting.
That's also frightening because we get a lot of products from China as well. And if the suppression of dangerous goods is happening in China and they don't inspect them properly over here, what are we getting?
Oh, exactly. Exactly. That's a very good point. That's a very good point. Where do you suppose our candy canes are made, Sim? Where are they made?
Yeah.
Well,
better check.
It says
packaged in.
Right.
Actually, come from.
Well, yeah. The thing is that's what the next story is, Sim. Is candy control. We had gun control. We had food control. Now it's candy control, Sim. They call themselves the Christmas Sweater Club because they wear the craziest ones they can find. They also sing Christmas songs at school and try their best to spend Christmas cheer. Now all 10 of them are in trouble at school because of what they did. They said maliciously maim students with intent to injure. And I don't think any of us here meant to injure anyone. Or did, said Zach, a junior at Battlefield High School. No shit. The boys said they were just tossing small 2-inch candy canes to fellow students as they entered the school. The ones in plastic wrap that are so small they often break apart. Skylar Torvett, also a junior, said administrators told him, they said the candy canes are weapons because you can sharpen them with your mouth and stab people with them.
What?
I shit you not. That's what,
because you've
done that? When you suck it, you know, it gets sharp? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said neither he nor any of his friends did that. The next thing they knew, they were all being punished with detention and at least 2 hours of cleaning. The disciplinary notices say nothing about malicious wounding, but about littering and creating a disturbance. It was at 7 in the morning before school even starts. I don't know what we'd be disrupting. Okay. That is the craziest shit ever. But after they ban guns, then they're going to turn the media towards knife crime. Which, you know, they've shut down in England now. You can't have knives anywhere.
That's right.
And after they get rid of the guns, then they'll get rid of the knives. And what do they come for your knives? Well, shit, man. They're coming for the candy canes after that. Hard candy. It's a
deadly threat. Deadly.
Stabbed to death by a fucking candy cane. Like, I've never even seen that in a movie. Like, where are they getting that? That'd be some hokey
bad
shit in a movie.
Movie.
Yeah, very bad B movie. And in more food control news, this is a little bit disturbing. The U.S. House of Representatives passed H.R. 2751 yesterday with a 216 to 144. The so-called Food Safety Modernization Act now heads to the president to be signed into law. When witnessing such a moment in history, the federal government greatly expands its power over an entire industry. It's important to understand the law of unintended consequences. Virtually everything bad happens after a bill gets passed is due to the law of unintended consequences. On the surface, the intention behind the food safety bill seems innocent enough. Let's all protect the food supply and prevent people from getting sick due to E. coli and salmonella exposure. But the reality of the result that emerges from the law is quite different. Get ready for more dangerous pesticide-ridden food from south of the border. Because of the S-510 H.R. 2751, Food Safety Bill places an enormous new burden on U.S. farmers. yes, even small farms that are supposedly exempt, and it's going to drive many farmers out of business. It will also erect new barriers to farmers entering the food production business, and is especially true for the small local farmers who grow food for local co-ops, farmers markets, and CSA organizations, community-supported agricultures. We're going to see from all this, then there's the following, a reduction in the available supply of fresh local produce, a loss of local farming know-how and food sustainability, the financial failure of the CSA food and co-ops small markets, the loss of countless jobs that were related to local food production, and an increase in the price of local food, especially organic food. Now, this is a really insidious way to make money. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to eat. And the more laws they put into place on this, now you've got to have food. You need that, okay? So you have to have some levels of safety, but there's already checks and balances in place. Is this really necessary to lock it down so that the big agro complexes can move in there and put out the small farmers so that we no longer have control of our food supply? I mean, that's a little bit disturbing to me. I don't know, but, you know, Simi,
if they're playing burden upon the small farmers and the big ones have lots of money to pay off and, you know, pay for all the inspections and stuff, it's going to have a huge negative effect on the local small growers, and they're not going to be able to compete.
Well, exactly. And plus, if the only people who can take a $50,000 hit are the people who are in big business, so that just, they'll be all for this. You bet. Will it cost me 50 grand to eliminate the small guy? No problem. I'll just sign the check right now. So that's how that... Go ahead.
And you know, they're all Monsanto-grown seeds sprayed with pesticide stuff, the big growers. And
right.
So that's all you'll have left.
That's
no
right.
choice. You'll
that's
get
right. And they got all
Franken
the right
food sprayed with... Yeah.
Yeah, and it's all about the paper. So that's an interesting sort of way, you know, on the surface it sounds good, but as they're moving in. Now, of course, to go with the food, I've got toxic water as well. Now, of course, the Gulf, man, get the fuck out of the Gulf. I don't know what's going on, but Texas, Houston, that whole region, get out of there, man. Like, things are getting really crazy down there. A draft of soon-to-be-released federal report shows the radiation in Houston's drinking water is much more widespread than city leaders previously disclosed to the public. What? KHUDV has learned that the United States Geological Survey, which is part of the U.S. Department of the Interior, met with Houston officials in September to present the preliminary findings of a report they do not plan to publicly release until next month. Those findings, as summarized in a chart created by the USGS presented to the Houston officials, reveal radiation is present in some amount in every Houston groundwater well USGS tested this spring. The finding is similar to the recently released chapter ongoing USGS study, which is based on 28 tests the USGS performed in 2007-2008. The USGS concluded, after examining those older tests, that the radioactivity generally was detectable in water samples. Older tests of USGS performed did not find water wells that tested above the federal legal limit and particularly dangerous form of radioactivity known as alpha radiation. However, the new tests from the spring describe that in a preview chart KHOTV obtained, reveal as many as 10 separate water wells had so much alpha radiation present, their water would test above the dotted line that the U.S. used to represent the federal legal limit. Very interesting. So, I'm like, whoa, the water supply is irradiated? That what the hell is that going to do? You know?
That come from,
Yeah, I mean, all your coffees, I mean, everything that you use water for, showering. It's all... Sure, it's microdoses of radiation, but it's everywhere. Where the hell is this coming through? So that's going to be an interesting story to maintain. You're definitely going to want to check that one out. That's a little bit on the freaky side there. Of course, you know, going with that, we have our wasteland and toxic water, toxic food, and deadly candy canes roaming the countryside. Luckily, you know, we've now created under Cyberpunk Kick, there's an electromagnetic slingshot. Now, this is kind of interesting. I don't know if you knew this, Sim, but if you're going to launch a jet off of an aircraft carrier, if you ever look at that, runway, right? Runways are really, really big.
Yep.
Right? And jets, they have to take off, so it's very short. So how do they do that? Right? So what they do is they actually have a catapult.
I don't know.
I do know. They hook onto this thing in the front of the plane, and it accelerates the plane really, really fast. And it basically slingshots the plane, so it generates the speed it needs to get off the carrier. This is what's going on. And what they've created is, instead of using cables to do that in a regular pulley system, they've actually created an electromagnetic one that uses railgun technology to launch a jet. So instead of it being pulled with a cable, it's being pulled by magnets that take the jet and launch it off. Kind of a neat thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's an article on that, which I think is really great. Thank you very much, Gumby TTL, for that one. And then there's this next story here under Cyberpunk Kit that I really enjoy about a body battery, which I think this is a pretty neat piece of kit right here. Fujitsu has developed a single device that can be used to harvest energy from either heat or light. Previously, dual harvesting of energy could be done by combining two different devices. Because Fujitsu has been able to create a single device that creates electricity from two different sources, it will be more economical to manufacture. The company sees the main use of the device as a way to power medical devices and sensors. The company created organic material that works as a generator for both photovoltaic and thermal electric harvesting. Because of the material's high generating efficiency, the energy can be harvested from indoor lighting as well as direct sunlight. So the neat thing about this is you put on a glove. The glove is made of this Mylar stuff so that your body heat powers it and the external light source powers it. Like, that's pretty nice. Slick. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, you're a couple steps away from Tron there, still.
It's just going into the air. Why not use it?
Yeah. So I thought, hey, that's kind of neat. You know, a little bit of... little bit of tech know-how there. I like that a lot. And, of course, this one here, you big buzzkill. I thought this was the coolest thing ever. You teased me a little bit about it. But I think this thing's really neat. It's that WordLens app. And I'm not one usually to do for your daily hack today. WordLens, this is neat. Ever been confused at a restaurant in a foreign country, wish you could just scan your menu with an iPhone and get an instant translation? Well, as of today, you're one step closer thanks to WordLens from Quest Visual. The iPhone app, which hit iTunes, is the culmination of 2.5 years' work from the founders of Otavo Good and John DeWeese. The paid app, which currently offers an English to Spanish and Spanish to English translation for $4.99, uses optical character recognition technology to execute something which might be as well as magic. This is what the future literally looks like. What it does is you show a sign to it in Spanish, and it translates it into English. So you look at the sign on your camera, and it's in English. Now, it's Gen 1. It's a little sloppy. And, you know, you got to make sure that you got the lighting right and everything for it to work. But the thing works.
Yeah.
Like, it does what it says it does. And once this thing hits the next...
Where you have to take a picture of it. This is real time. Like, it's really wacky to look at, too. It's really cool when it's almost like it's figuring out the words and moving them. It's really neat.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool to look at that. And to see what's going on, because that, now, to me, that makes me look at that and go, you know what? Okay, now an iPhone is cool. I can look at that and I go, okay, I can see now there's some use going on there, especially if you use some of these larger tablets and use it like an augmented reality window. That's, you know, kind of Tron-ish, really, when you think about it. You pull the round thing off your back. Maybe that'll be they'll come up with the Tron edition of, like, the iTron or whatever, and you just have a back sheath for it. You pull it out, and that's where you keep all your disc. Right,
like just build that into like glasses and it just automatically translates everything and everything you hear, you put it, headphones and everything you hear automatically gets translated to English, and everything you say when it comes out a speaker on your chest or your arm or your watch or something.
It's
foreign country, everybody can understand you, no problem.
It's pretty slick. It's definitely pretty slick. But that's all we got for you today. Don't worry, we'll be back next week to make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. If you cannot donate to the show, please distribute. But if you can donate, please do so by clicking on the Do Not Donate tab or you can swing by the Rant Media website and pick up some swag. Lots of groovy stuff there for your purchasing fun. And as well, if you've got a flag or a t-shirt, hey, people some might ask you about it. Be like, what is that, man? Like, I've seen you with that. What is that thing? You can talk about it. Give them a disc, you know. Be a bit of an evangelist. What the hell? Or you can send an envelope to Rant Media Studios, Box 95089, 370 East Broadway, Vancouver, BC, Canada, V5T1W0. I did want to say thank you. You know, it's kind of funny. I've started kind of collecting coins now. A fan sent in some silver dollars and like some $20 pieces of silver, and they're beautiful things. And I did want to say thank you very much for that. I mean, it's kind of neat to get that because you're like, wow. Mm-hmm. And plus with the stuff I've been watching about, you know, currency and how that's worked, that's probably, it's interesting. I've had a couple of fans send me like precious metals and stuff because they're worried that like money's not going to have any value. So I appreciate that. And you know what? I keep it and I think it's pretty great. So thank you very much for anyone who sends me, well, anything. And of course, I want to thank the Army of the Flying Monkeys for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-A-L, at rantradio.com. But be sure to sign up for the Rant newsletter so you can get all the latest things that happen by sending an email to info@rantradio.com. And, of course, if you like music in the background, you want to check out some Psytrance. But, hey, Simmy, check this out. I found a website which had that metal map, okay? And on there...
What?
Yeah.
Metal map?
The map of metal.
Metal around the world.
Metal around... No. It covers the genres. Now, this is neat. I posted it on Twitter. I should put it up on the for the record media. And what it is different genres. So you can click on it. And it tells you, like, death metal, black metal, goth metal. Because there's a million different kinds of metal, right? But I found trance metal, which has only been around since about 2007, kind of big in Germany and Japan.
Trance metal.
Yeah. Pretty neat stuff. Hmm. So that's going on the end of the show today is trance metal. Yeah. Pretty neat. So we're going to listen to some trance metal on the way out. You got anything left for me here, Sim? Anything else going on we need to talk about? Nope. That's it. Awesome sauce. Remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats. So until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
So it's obviously you.